And good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest sports here on KJAN. Coverage of the 58th Annual Tournament of Champions from the Atlantic Golf and Country Club will continue today here on KJAN. Yesterday, in a play in the championship division, it was Eric Bollard of the Briarwood Club shooting a 2-under-67 to lead the tournament. Ross Martins of the Rossman-Glendale Golf Course in Shelby County shot a 1-under-68 for the second spot. Alex Beierlein of Atlantic Golf and Country Club and Rob Langfeld from Nishna Hills both shot even par 69s. And Darby McLaren out of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club shot a 1-over-70. That's just a few at the top of the leaderboard there in the championship division. In the senior division yesterday, Kim Peters out of Crestwood Hills shot a 1-over-70 to lead the charge. And Daryl Armstrong, also out of Crestwood Hills, shot a 2-over-71 there for the second spot so far. George Gartelos, a past champion, shot a 3-over-72. And Rick Carter, a past champion, and Darren Baker, last year's senior champion, were both shooting 75s yesterday, 6 over total there for them. So let's look at the top of the senior division. In the super senior division, Arnie Leistat, a past champion, last year's super senior division winner, is at 2 over 71 after day number one. Jim Campbell of Albia Country Club shot a 4 over 73 there for second spot. Edward Troll, the Avoca Golf Course, and Keith Moore of Crestmore Golf Course also shot 11 over 80s yesterday there at the towards the top of the super senior division. So that's a look at the rundown. You can take a look at the full leaderboard on our website, kjn.com, on the sports page, and we'll have reports for you here throughout the day. We'll have a quick touch-in here coming up during the 8 o'clock hour with Jim Field out of the course, and then we will, of course, have reports then throughout the rest of the day as we bring you lots of live stroke-by-stroke coverage and some of those reports on scores for you as well. So listen in here to AM 1220, FM 101.1, and you can follow along as well online at kjn.com. In other sporting news, yesterday, a game we were unable to bring to you here on the air due to our golf coverage, Matt Scherzer hit 2 home runs, and the Chicago Cubs won their 11th straight game, backing Jake Arrieta and battering Adam Wainwright to rout the St. Louis Cardinals 13-2 on Friday. Wilson Contreras launched a 3-run shot to cap a 5-run second inning, and Javier Baez and Jorge Soler also went deep to make things easy for Arrieta. The Cubs' winning streak is their longest since a 12-game run in 2001. They pulled 14 games ahead of scuffling St. Louis, the NL Central, and improved the best record in the majors to 73-41. Scherzer, who recorded his first multi-homer game, and Chris Bryant each had 3 hits. The Cubs roughed up Wainwright for 7 runs and chased him after 2 innings, tying his shortest outing in 245 career starts. Arrieta pitched 1-run ball into the 6th inning and gave up 4 hits overall. Stephen Piscotty and Jed Jerko homered for the Cardinals, who remain in a tight race for the second NL wildcard despite dropping 6 of their last 9. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague play, it was the White Sox over Miami 4-2, Boston beat Arizona 9-4, and Baltimore 5-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, it was Houston topping Toronto 5-3, Cleveland beat the Angels 13-3, the Yankees were 6-3 winners over Tampa Bay, Texas beat Detroit 8-5, Kansas City over Minnesota 7-3, Oakland beat Seattle 6-3. In National League play, it was Atlanta over Washington 8-5, Philadelphia beat Colorado 10-6, San Diego over the Mets 8-6, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 7-4, and Pittsburgh 5-1 over the LA Dodgers. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Fresno beat Iowa 8-4, and Sacramento was a 3-1 winner over Omaha. And today it'll be Iowa at Fresno and Omaha at Sacramento. Those are 9 o'clock starts late tonight out on the West Coast. Also in the news for the St. Louis Cardinals, St. Louis outfielder Matt Holliday will have his broken right thumb re-examined early next week. Then he and the Cardinals will decide on treatments, including surgery or letting the injury heal on its own. According to General Manager John Mazeliak, Holliday, who saw the team's hand specialist in Chicago on Friday morning, is out indefinitely after getting hit by a pitch in the Cardinals' 4-3, 11-inning loss to the Cubs on Thursday night. Neither Mazeliak or manager Mike Matheny could offer a specific timetable for the slugger's return. I haven't talked to him, Matheny said. What I did hear kind of confirmed what they saw yesterday. Now I've got to figure out how to move forward. Cubs reliever Mike Montgomery plunked Holliday, a 7-time All-Star, with a 94-mile-per-hour fastball on a 1-1 count with 2 outs and nobody on in the 10th on Thursday night. An X-ray showed the break. The 36-year-old Holliday was in the clubhouse before Friday's game against the Cubs and was joking with teammates even though his right hand was wrapped up. In golf news, Wesley Bryan took the lead in the rain-delayed John Deere Classic on Friday, 5 days after earning a PGA Tour card with his third Webb.com Tour victory of the year. Bryan played 26 holes and 10 under Friday at the TPC Deer Run, birdieing three of the final holes to finish off a first-round 66 and shooting a 64 in the second to reach 12 under 130. Area favorite Zach Johnson faced a long day Saturday after not even getting onto the course Friday. Play resumed 5 hours late at noon after nearly 2.4 inches of rain overnight, on top of the inch Thursday morning and afternoon that delayed play 3.5 hours. Because of the wet conditions, the players were allowed to use preferred lies in the fairways in the second round. Bryan has made a fast rise since focusing on tournament golf last year after working as a trick shot artist. A 26-year-old former South Carolina player dominated the Webb.com Tour this season, winning in Louisiana, Mexico, and Kansas, and earning $449,392 in 13 starts. Steve Marino was a stroke back after rounds of 66 and 65. Johnson opened with a 65 on Thursday. The 2012 tournament winner is from Cedar Rapids. And in Olympic notes, U.S. swimmers Katie Ledecky, Anthony Irvin, and Maya Durado won gold at the Rio Games yesterday. Ledecky crushed the field in breaking her own world record in the women's 800 freestyle. The 35-year-old Irvin won the 50-meter freestyle, and Maya Durado won the gold in the women's 200 backstroke. American Michael Phelps finished in a three-way tie for second in the 100-meter butterfly, an event won by Singapore's Joseph Schooling. Michelle Carter of the U.S. upset New Zealander and favorite Valerie Adams in women's shot put with a throw of 20.63 meters. Nico Hernandez is the first U.S. boxer since 2008 to win an Olympic medal, capturing bronze in the light flyweight division. And American Kim Rhode has captured bronze in women's skeet, becoming the first woman to earn a medal in six straight Olympics. Alex Rodriguez was 1-for-4 with an RBI double in his final game as a New York Yankee, a 6-3 victory over Tampa Bay last night. They held a pregame tribute for the 41-year-old Rodriguez, but it was cut short by a downpour. Cavaliers forward LeBron James has finally signed his 3-year, $100 million contract. The deal calls for James to make $31 million next season and $33 million in 2017-18 before he has an option for the third season at $36 million. A person with direct knowledge of the contract tells the AP that the Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor has agreed to a contract worth more than $30 million in guaranteed money over the first two seasons of the pact. The person says the deal replaces the final year of his old package and includes lucrative incentives that provide the Bills flexibility to opt out of a portion of the contract. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.